Well, well, well. The former star decides to take once more to the sky.
Why do I play the same step all the time, dude? Think outside the box, buddy. That's torture.
Really? Can you feel the tension in the air right now? I know I can. I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
Hi, I just wanted to comment on your show. I just don't think your approach is at all funny or appropriate.
You know what? I can already tell that I don't like you.
So I guess that gives you a pass to be moron.
And I'm probably not going to like you.
The bile that comes out of your mouth on the radio every night, it makes me sick.
Instantly, I regret saying that. That was a horrible thing to say.
Hey, I just want to say you're awesome, and I hope they can look past whatever reason they're going to fire you for.
Set that up.
I stink. And I don't just mean as a radio host. That's given. That's obvious if you've ever listened to the CJ Morgan show.
What happened? What
any given amount of time. But I stink.
What are you doing? I don't smell anything.
Because you're not close enough to me. But if you were, you would smell. And you'd be like, why does CJ stink? And it's very frustrating because...
You won't let me get closer. Go on.
Sorry, the way you looked at me when you said that cracked me up, dude. We need to turn these cameras on soon. Anyhow...
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I stink, and it's frustrating because I feel like I'm a cleanly person. I shower before I come to work.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I might wear the same clothes again and again, but...
You take them off as soon as you get home.
As soon as I get home, I'm nude. But I stink, and I can't figure it out. The first obvious thing is my feet and shoes. So I smell them. They smell fine.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with the shoes. It just it has a foot smell, but it's nothing gross. It's nothing bad.
It's not going to spread around.
It's normal. Just... Yeah. So then I was like, oh, it's the scab on my leg is starting to stink because it's like a flesh wound. And then I keep putting hydrogen peroxide on it. And hydrogen peroxide has a very distinct smell.
I'm going to dry that out.
That's not it either. I smelled my knee. I've been smelling myself while you've been walking around doing stuff.
Did you smell your pits yet?
Pits don't stink.
Okay.
Pits smell like my Tom's hippie ass deodorant, whatever. Still can't figure it out.
No,
so like, what's the smell? I have a gap in my teeth that I need to get fixed. I'm like, oh, it might be a dental stink. A little breath. Nope, it's not that.
So it's your...
Finally, I figured it out.
Oh, okay, good.
It's my hat.
Is it?
This is the hat that I wore to the cruise, that I wore to the beach.
You haven't washed it
that
yet?
I haven't washed it.
Okay.
So
I was going to say, if we get the bottom of this, you go ask Rosa. She'll sniff you
she'll tell you,
honestly.
Luckily, I figured it out. It's the hat I'm wearing. My hat stinks, and since I guess it's on my head and so close to me, I'm smelling... Just it's wafting down, and it's a very different kind of stink. It's sweat. It smells like beach.
Gross.
It smells like sun screen lotion.
And yet you're still wearing it. Why?
Well, because I don't know. I don't know.
Go rinse it off in the sink, at least.
I guess I'd just go hang it outside. It's warm enough. But anyhow, if you've smelled me recently.
I haven't, actually. I haven't been invited to yet.
Anyone out there, if you've smelled me or I've walked by you at work, good news. I figured out the stink. It's just my hat.
Yay.
Roller coasters, indeed a very American thing. A couple weeks ago on this segment, we talked about National Roller Coaster Day, and I kind of mused about where were roller coasters invented?
Ah, yes.
When did they come around and all
and
this
I,
other kind of stuff?
I actually you, didn't I?
You did. Actually, it's actually our correction segment, which will be happening tomorrow anytime we... Because, you know, we go on the radio and we're just kind of half-assing it, trying to remember facts and information, mainly having fun.
We're not half-assing it. We're just trying our best to remember stuff.
We're quarter-assing it.
Drugs got in the way of and...
Other things like that. But I was just kind of...
Sleep issues.
...musing where and when did roller coasters come about. For some reason, I was thinking the post-World War II United States boom and Disney... Completely forgetting about Coney Island and that roller coasters have been around since this day in history in 1884. The very first one opening at Coney Island, Brooklyn, New York. It was known as a switchback railway. LaMarcus Thompson created that. He traveled approximately about 6 miles an hour. Cost you a nickel to ride, but the new entertainment was an instant success. And, of course, launched an entire change in America with roller coasters, theme parks and all that kind of insane stuff. I think
LaMarcus's mind would be blown when you see all these crazy inverted coasters or the ones that use the magnets to propel you. Like
that just, go crazy,
those
yes.
Are, yeah, those are awesome. Man.
I got a bit of a roller coaster confession. I never rode one until an adult, and I lived a mile away. I lived walking distance from Wonderland Park in Amarillo, Texas, and they had the Texas Tornado, which had two big loops.
Cool.
But I was always kind of scared as a kid. Plus, it cost extra. Like, there were three rides there where your hand stamp didn't work.
Oh, yeah.
You had to buy tickets.
Look, man, I'm there with you because I was a kid. I was really, like, sensitive and scared little boy about everything.
I think we both
included
were.
Haunted houses and stuff.
Yeah.
And so roller coasters being that they're these massive looking and you hear a bunch of screams and stuff. And
it's
people
intense.
Say they're having fun. I'm like, I don't know. I can't trust it.
Let me tell you what.
So I think I was maybe a teenager before I rode
I'm a roller coaster guy now.
Yeah,
I absolutely love it. I finally did the Texas Tornado.
Oh, man, did you get on the Rattler down in San Antonio?
Yes, as a matter of fact, not just the old wooden one, but they built the new Iron Rattler.
I didn't get to do that yet.
I got to ride that as part of a radio promotion. It's incredible. I just got back from my first ever time in Disney, and we did the California Park, where they have the biggest roller coaster there.
Sick.
In the whole... I guess property. That was my favorite
classic,
thing.
Like cart style. What are we talking about? Was it suspended?
Yeah, it's cart style, cool. But it's got the loops, it's got the turns,
cool.
And then we did Space Mountain, which is in pitch black light stuff. So I'm officially a roller coaster boy. So I'm very excited that on this day in history, we now know that the roller coaster was first invented, and of course became a big thing after that. Side note: speaking of Coney Island. It's also said that the hot dog was invented there.
What?
Is that real?
Holy crap.
Is that true? I don't know. We'll reinvestigate it tomorrow on Actually, our little correction segment. Emily, you're popping off on TikTok again. I'm not even jealous. I'm proud of you. I think it's cool. You have 400,000 views most recent.
414.8K. You got to give me the rest.
Clearly, you never learned in broadcast journalism school that you round to a more sensible number to say. But yes.
Oh, no. I'm giving myself all the credit,
all the credit
that I can. And it keeps, it keeps going up.
So your last one is just over 90,000. This one, 414,000. And it's so random. And again, I'm not jealous. I'm not mad because it's so random.
Yeah.
But it's also kind of cute.
Yeah.
Essentially, I guess just you tell the story.
So yesterday, my friend Richie texted me out of the blue and said, hey, this person's video popped up on my For You page on TikTok, and I thought it was you. And before I even clicked the video, it came up with the preview and the text message, right? And I saw the preview, and I saw the girl, and I was like, oh my God, is that me? Like, I thought it was me for 2 seconds.
It kind of tripped you out. You're like, did I do this back in the, is this an old video?
And so I clicked it and I was like, oh, she does look like me. And at one point recently, I did have my hair to be like the same hair color, but I just recently kind of dyed it darker. So I thought, oh, this is going to be goofy. And like her video was just, she went thrifting. She found a cute little basket that looks like a frog and she was showing people and it popped off. Like it had a couple thousand, 100,000 maybe.
And
likes.
Then, so you did what's called a stitch or a duet?
It's called a duet where you basically can like have a video right next to their video to compare and then you can like talk over it. So I didn't think I knew she was going to see it because her video wasn't that popular.
But you didn't think 414.9 thousand
people. I did not.
Yeah.
So I took a video and I think you have it pulled up.
Yeah,
right?
I'm gonna play it real quick. And I gotta just also comment that the way you mime her is really cute and funny.
I know it's
so funny, especially how at the end you recover and just do one more. Let's at least hear the audio. And you can follow Emily,
the most famous person in this building.
In this building,
I'm declaring it.
You can follow her on TikTok at Earth Toast. Here we go.
Very unrelated, but I thought you were me. So that's a cool basket, though. Nice.
And then you copy her at the end. I don't know. It's just it's cute. It's funny, and I'm happy to see someone get some internet success.
I know she was so cute. But no, I do edit it, and then I don't have my notifications on TikTok because I try to, when I exit the app, just not think about the app because I know it's bad for me.
You don't want to push message telling you that. layer 69 said you're stupid.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Which actually TikTok's pretty good about filtering out some of that crap.
All of those things.
But anyhow.
But so I didn't think about it, and I had my whole day yesterday, and I went home, and I was about to go to bed, and I was going to do my nightly TikTok scroll, and I opened it up and was like, oh my God, why do I have this many views? What is going on? Why do I have so many notifications? And I looked, and like the comments are so funny because it's just everybody saying the same thing. They're all like, oh my gosh, I thought you were stitching your own video. Or, oh my gosh, you guys have the same nose and everything. Or, your dad has some answers that he needs to tell everybody. Like, people are like, did your dad cheat?
Is your dad the milkman?
Yeah. Like, are you guys related? Or you guys are a doppelganger. I've always wanted to see my doppelganger.
And then she responded to you.
She did. She responded to me, like, immediately when I first posted it before it blew up. And then after it blew up, she messaged me and was like, do you see this? But yeah. I didn't have my notifications on. So then she messaged me a few more times.
And so now y'all are kind of going back and forth, making infinite loop of videos, and it's really good.
It's cute. And she sent me, she was like, here, let me send you a bunch of pictures of me to see if like we look like each other. And we really don't.
I love that y'all are, again, making this into a entire thing.
Yeah.
But do you know why I like her specifically?
Her?
Random guess. Yes. Do you know why I am a fan of hers? Let me play this.
Very unrelated, but I thought you were me. So, that's a cool basket, though.
Oh, is it just because of the music?
Yeah, she's playing my favorite Tame Impala song.
Yeah. I love Tame Impala, too, so that's hilarious.
Well, congrats again. And,
thank you.
You know, with the old algorithms and whatnot, you got to keep making videos because you'll keep getting bigger and bigger.
Gosh, I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of cool with this being my one shot at fame, but I'll attempt it. So
just give it a try, and maybe tag Spinny and I.
Yeah, sometimes. Jeez.
Yeah, it's just about making friends in the world, CJ, that look just like me and make me question my dad's decisions. So
it's pretty close, but it seems far.
School's out for summer. Matt Bearden's got some ideas of fun things to do.
Yeah, I'm trying to find food-oriented things to do on our Thursdays while school's out. And the first thing I want to start with is a little thing called Stanley's Farmhouse Pizza. Have you ever been out to Stanley's Farmhouse Pizza?
I know nothing of this.
So I grew up for a little bit of time, basically, like, before the invention of the helicopter parent. I had parents that just kind of let me roam free. I think you did as well.
Latchkey kids is, I think, the term, right?
Yeah, like my parents were divorced. I ran through the streets, I skateboarded wherever I went. And you really get a feel for that at Stanley's Farmhouse Pizza. A lot of people have been out there. Maybe they didn't even realize they were at Stanley's Farmhouse Pizza because they went to Jester King, the brewery.
The brewery, yeah.
And Jester King is on the same property, and they basically share a parking lot. But they are not the same business. Now, Jester King is an absolute blast, and that's a great thing about Stanley's, is that you can sneak over on the Jester King property. In fact, it's kind of encouraged. And you can have, you know, dad or mom can have some really nice farmhouse-style wild ales, right? But also, at the farmhouse pizza area, there's pizzas made in a wood-fired oven. There's a bar there as well, and there's all kinds of different beer from places that you would know. But also, there are a billion kids running feral. And there's this weird thing that you do where you walk over to wherever your kids are playing with other kids. You stand there for 10 or 20 minutes. You might nod at one other parent that's there. And then as another parent walks up, they kind of nod at you, and there's this knowing.
You kind of rotate in and out.
You know that, oh, my shift is over. I've put in my 20 minutes, and I can go back and sit. And they had these giant, it's a covered old farmhouse. And you sit at these picnic tables, and it's just really nice. It's really not far from the city. It's on Fitzhugh Road. Are you familiar with Fitzhugh Road?
Yes.
It's a bunch of breweries out there. Oh, there's some distilleries. There's a lot
wineries.
Of fun that you can have out there. But Stanley's always hits it with the kids because there's areas for them to run around. They get to play with a bunch of other kids where after 2 years of COVID and when us telling them, don't touch anybody, don't talk to anybody, I think it's really nice for them to get to be feral.
Get outdoors and run.
There's usually a couple of families that have brought kites or frisbees or footballs. The kids just get involved in games and general funnery, and there's no television. There's no screens. Your kids are
probably
actually,
can't even get the internet out there.
They're interacting with other people. Is it hot AF?
Yes, sure.
Is it dusty AF? Yes, it's a giant caliche parking lot. Is it ideal? No, but it's an absolute blast. I say go out in the later evening when the sun is tilted a bit and cooled off.
You got the fireflies just starting to drip around.
Every time I go out there when we leave, the kids are exhausted. They tend to fall asleep in the car, and they always go, that was a great day. And anytime as a parent you can get the kids to say, that was a great day, that's awesome. Anytime you look over at your loved one and you're driving home and they pass out because they drank too much, it's also a really good day.
He's already stalking you. Stalk back at the CJ Morgan. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
101X.
Arby's has the meats, and they might have the meatiest meat of all. I do that every day. That is the wrong intro.
Stop doing that.
For this segment. My fat, stupid fingers. Because maybe I'm so fat. Let's restart, everyone. All right, let's edit this out.
Here we go.
Brand new.
Okay.
Gonna tell you my teasing headline. Arby's has the meats, but they have the meatiest meat of all.
It is the fattest. There I'm getting very concerned
better,
with
right,
the integrity
right sounder.
Of our organization. Perfect. You have gained, 50 pounds of fat. The man is carrying around trash bags filled with Mexican foods. CJ is fat.
Ah, yes. Arby's has introduced a Wagyu burger.
Whoa.
That has set the internet on fire. People are angry. They're saying this can't be real Wagyu. This is BS. But I've read some of the reviews, and it's apparently incredible.
Is it? How much is it? Like 45 bucks?
I don't know. Here's the deal, Spenny. Do you remember a couple weeks ago when I kept telling you I was going to do something secret? And I wasn't telling you what it was.
Yeah.
Well, I had multiple attempts at stopping at Arby's by my house on the way into work because I was going to do a TikTok of me reviewing a burger. And the reason I didn't want to tell you is because I was going to play the review.
Oh, of course.
And then I was going to reveal, I got a burger for you, Spenny.
Whoa. Thanks, man. That's a fun surprise.
Well, it's going to have to be canceled because I just right before starting this segment went to the Arby's menu when I was going to talk about their Wagyu burger, how I'm going to do a review, what the other people that do reviews have said. I clicked on their menu. I clicked on their limited time.
It's not out yet.
It just ended.
Oh, it just ended.
No, I guess it just ended because
I didn't know that.
It's not on there anymore. And yeah. I was so excited because, I mean, I had it all planned out. I don't plan things worth a crap, but I wrote like a little script. I was going to video driving up to it.
How'd you write a script? How'd you know what the burger was already going to taste like?
Well, just a plan. Just
come on.
So yeah. I was going to drive up. I was going to video me ordering, and then I was going to get the person off camera. I was going to be like, how much Wagyu you think is actually in this? And then I was going to do a review of me eating it.
Take out your Wagyu testing strip. Get a little beef in there.
Here's the thing.
Shake it up.
I was going to go to Central Market, and I was going to get me a Wagyu patty and actually grill that to kind of compare the two, just meat for meat. And I had this whole exciting thing planned that I was going to do with the Wagyu.
Well, you can still go get the Wagyu patty.
I can't. It's not the same, because I got to compare it to the Arby's one, and apparently it was incredible. And Arby's gets crapped on all the time, but you know what? Arby's is, I'm going to move them up to my number two fast food, right behind, of course,
Number two, for sure.
Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah, both of those are number two.
They're
related.
Very number two.
Man, I'm kind of bummed out, because I was a little curious to try it. I'm not a huge Arby's guy, but they're fine. I'll eat them if someone brings it. I don't think it's bad food. It's just there's not one near me.
I mean,
never been one near me growing up. So it's something I've not necessarily avoided my whole life. Dude, it's never come around.
There was an Arby's across the street from my high school. And because I was too nerdy as a freshman to get rides to lunch, I would often, and no one ever went to the Arby's. There was a Chili's, there was a Black Eyed Peas, there was a Taco Cabana.
Damn, Black Eyed Peas? I used to remember those places.
Yeah, you remember the restaurants?
I used to remember driving by and never getting to go.
All those were right there by my high school, but no one went to the Arby's because Arby's was trash. But
They got the meats.
I'm a little white trash boy. I would always just go sit sadly at Arby's in high school and eat alone my freshman year.
Did they have the cool big old 10-gallon hat like sort of logo back then or at your place? Or
yeah, it was still the pecker-looking hat for sure. Sure. But anyhow, maybe it'll come back. I guess it was a big deal. So thanks, CJ, for bringing a segment of something that doesn't exist anymore.
I guess it's a PSA for people who are still thinking about it.
The Arby's Wagyu, it's gone, but not forgotten.
I think I understand ASMR now.
It's Emily Explains It All. Na, 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 na.
can't believe that I'm about to admit this, but I think that I finally understand ASMR. Now, let me define ASMR for all of those who have lived under a rock. ASMR stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, a.k.a. when your head and spine starts to feel weird and tingly when you hear something that your brain likes. You know, like my cheesy 90s voice that I try to put on when I do these. Do you like ASMR, CJ and Spencer?
Yes, but I never thought about it as the spine tingling thing. I've just...
Oh, yeah. A lot of... I don't know if everyone experiences it as intensely. Yeah.
I think I've...
Because I've been watching it for like 8 years before it was sort of as big as it is.
Okay. 8 years.
Because I was like trying to figure out what this weird tingling sensation is in me. Sometimes it happens and it's like so intense that it feels like someone's tickling you or something.
Interesting. Yeah. Maybe I don't understand ASMR or like it because I used to make videos making fun of it. And then,
of course,
and
you
then
would.
I kind of like.
Well, because it seems like sort of a sex fetish thing.
That's what I was going to say.
And a lot of it has turned into that, actually, I've noticed. A lot of webcam girls I've seen are. And doing it.
That's what I was going to say. It does seem like a very sex thing.
Oh, yeah. And to be honest, that's what I thought, too, for the longest time. And then this is going to be weird, but I was on Urban Outfitters, their Instagram for some reason. And their intern just, like, randomly posts videos that are, like, hip and trendy, even though they have nothing to do with Urban Outfitters. And one of them was this company that makes slime. And
Wait, quick question though, because I guess I'm misunderstanding because I enjoy white noise, the sound of rain, the sound of a fan, but white noise is just kind of a soothing.
That's something that helps calm you sort of down mentally, so it blocks out other sounds. I like white noise too.
But I have a physical nerve
sensation to specific sounds.
Okay.
Yes.
Like I used to. I remember the first time I was like in third grade or something, and this girl with like this really soft spoken voice sat next to me. And we had to like read lines out of like a story out loud. We would all take turns, and when she started reading next to me,
you're like,
I started like freaking out. I was like, "What is going on in my ear?" Like it felt so, like these tingling sensations all down the right side of my body.
You guys,
to the point where I was like, felt tickling, like I couldn't handle it.
Yeah,
that's how intense it was.
I am now fascinated. I've completely turned on this because I would love that kind of feeling because sound.
I think some people experience it through music in a different way,
sure,
which might be you because you listen to music a lot, but
that's
I'm not
true.
Sure if you feel
you might have yours through music, but
I also wonder if it's a little too where I've just blown out my hearing over the years from working in radio, and so I don't get it. But now I want to go and fully explore ASMR.
Yeah.
And I want that tingling feeling.
I haven't gotten into it really that much, but it was one of those things where I stumbled upon it on Instagram, and then I just went into this deep dive of this Instagram account. It's called Slime OG, and they're a company that makes like custom slimes, and they're really cute and they're really pretty.
They make them right, and they squeeze them in between their hands.
Yeah, they squeeze them in their Instagram videos, and they make all the sounds. But
before we get to the sounds,
because
I think we'll come back and do that.
Oh, cool!
Because I do want to talk more about. I want to get into the slime ASMR because that also to me seems sexual and gross.
Oh, I can talk even more too about some of the sexual stuff I've seen.
Oh yeah,
we'll get back to that. But I'm starting to get a little bit of understanding of where it might trigger the synaptic responses because I've seen like the hairbrush and like. Rubbing people's hair, and I love it when my hair's getting cut or when my head's getting rubbed.
It's
so maybe the sound triggers your nerves to think of what it actually feels like, and that's probably the same of when you're actually like rubbing the
and
slime.
I've had mine trigger, if you will, based on proximity even sometimes. It's not even a physical touch or anything. It's like someone being close or something, and I'm like, I don't know why.
Yeah,
it's
sometimes
just my right side.
It's visuals for me, too.
Yeah.
Like with the slime, when you see it move and stuff, I want to eat it. Like, I know I can't, but I want to eat it. Yeah, it looks like something that I can eat. The same
sometimes,
with,
like... Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, no, I was going to say the same with, like, this is going to sound crazy, but, like, cords, you know, like they look all chewy, and Sweet Tarts has these like Sweet Tart ropes, and there's a lot of people on the internet, including myself, like I love Sweet Tart ropes. I didn't realize why. It's because they look like cords, like electric cords, and when you chew them, it's like if you were chewing an electric cord, except for you won't get shocked and die. So that seems like something I should probably talk to my therapist about.
Possibly. Is there a negative ASMR? Because I feel like if I hear the sound of water pouring, I get very like cringe.
Oh, yeah,
If I see cotton balls or large amounts of cotton, I get like a thing.
It's like the nails on the chalkboard.
Like I'm grinding cotton in between my teeth.
Watch those. There's lots of different types of ASMR.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
anything that gives you the feelings.
Let's come back and get to Emily's ASMR, oddly
slime.
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 It's coming up in a couple minutes.
Ooey gooey.
It's Emily Explains It All, and today she's explaining ASMR, which you think you finally get now.
Oh, yeah. I finally get it. I think I found my niche.
Sorry, I feel like I'm stepping on some of your explanation, but...
No, you seem like the expert, and I never imagined that you would be the expert in all of this, but I don't know if you know anything about slime, that's what I...
Yeah.
Have learned
come
to
across
like.
A scene, but I don't watch him because it feels weird to me. So go on.
One more time, if anyone just tuned in, like what exactly is ASMR?
So autonomous sensory meridian response. It's basically you hear a sound or something that makes your brain go hee hee, and you feel a little tingling in your spine and in your kind of like in your ear, and your body. Seizes
physically
up,
reacts.
Kind of okay. in like a good way.
And you're saying slime might do it to you, and you sent me a couple of examples of the sound of slime. So if you're out there and you're very sensitive to ASMR and you're in your car, be careful. Here we go.
So this is the first one. This is fluffy / pop like suction cup slime. Okay.
Yeah, those little crispy like sort of notes.
Okay.
I've seen people do pop rock videos where they put them in their mouth and put it up to the mic.
Ooh.
You might like those too.
Kind of farts a little.
Okay.
So that's one type.
That's one type.
The next one is the wet.
Okay, I was going to say that.
Bubble slime.
Wet bubble slime. Here
we go.
That was
almost like dough, that first one.
Yeah. The lady's just squeezing it with her fingers and popping it like bubble wrap. Ooh.
Mm.
Ooh.
I don't know, man. This slime's
that's not really for me, but if you're listening with headphones,
my favorite one. Okay, this is what really, really got me going. This is crunchy.
And again, as we said, like there is sexual ASMR, but this is not sexual.
No, this is like...
We can talk about that later.
Again, this is something where I look at it and like my jaw is just like, I want to eat it. This is crunchy static slime. Oh my God.
They're putting a mic in it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you hear that?
Yeah, I can see why.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so it's just the whole thing of sounds.
Yeah, check out those pop rock vids. You might like those, too.
Yeah, you think
so? They're popping off, and they'll put them in their mouth and then just sit there next to the mic. And it's kind of intense, like crinkling stuff.
Yeah, the last one is a second type of crunchy stack slime because it's my favorite.
It makes me also think of, do you remember how there was the slime or Play-Doh that had like the little styrofoam beads in it? You could crunch
those.
They
do that, too.
And you could rip it.
They do that, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, this is the last example of some slime ASMR, again with a microphone.
I like how they just rub it on top of the microphone, too. It looks terribly, wrong.
What I wonder about this is the fascination with cults with me and brainwashing is I wonder if this sort of thing can actually be used to brainwash people.
You probably could.
Maybe. You could probably definitely condition someone a certain way. Maybe not brainwashing, but like where you have a Pavlovian response.
To make them listen to the radio when they hear my voice. Well, there we go. It's Emily Explains It All ASMR. I finally found my first cosplay to wear to my first con, but can I pull it off?
And now it's time for the Nerd Report.
I just wanted to say that... Now I'm a nerd.
Coming up at the end of the month, there's a big con in Dallas. It's not I keep saying Comic-Con, but that's the one in San Diego.
Yeah.
This is Fan Expo in Dallas, mm-hmm. which is incredible. It's got all the Hobbits from Lord of the Rings. It's got an incredible amount of celebrities there. But one of the things I feel like I have to do, if I'm going to this kind of thing, I got to have a costume.
Of course. You have to cosplay. Don't call it a costume. It's a cosplay.
Yes. Because I'm going to be the character.
Yes.
That's right.
Now, here's the thing is, do I have the ability or the need or want or energy to even create this costume? And I guarantee you're not going to know what it is, but it's been something.
You got pictures?
Yes.
Cool.
It's been something I've wanted to dress as for a very, very long time.
Okay.
I just don't know how I can pull it off. I have some elements. Are you familiar with an actor named Brian Blessing? He's a big man with a big beard and a very boisterous English voice.
That was really good.
Back in the day, there was a movie called Flash Gordon, and Brian Blessing played Hawkman in Flash Gordon, and I want to go as Hawkman.
Oh, dude, nice.
The problem is I could find and make things to do the helmet, to do the cuirass, to, I mean, look at those short shorts he's wearing, too.
Huh.
He's got a mace. I literally have a mace, like an actual medieval mace. But these wings.
That's intense.
That's going to be intense. And
if
that's
you're
gonna
walking
be hard to
around
make.
Your first con, I don't know if you're going to want wings attached to you for that. That's a lot to do.
That's an ambitious first con. That
is, I know, but cosplay. It looks amazing. Well, and I have like 2 weeks to do it, but it it looks amazing too.
You need like a couple months to try to get that together, I think.
Here's the other thing I like about this is he's wearing short shorts. He's wearing a breastplate or a cuirass where you can still see his arms and stomach. This is something that's perfect for Ren Faire, perfect for Halloween, because it's not going to be hot as F.
No, yeah.
The only thing is putting it together. I want to play for you now, if you don't mind, a clip of Hawkman from the 1980 movie Flash Gordon.
Hero's hit! I'm going in after him!
Impetuous boy!
Oh, well, who wants to live forever?
It's the cheesiest thing I've ever seen.
It's such a great character, but also he is so boisterous, and I just love that theatrical voice, and he goes dive! So I just feel like I could be a good Hawkman, and it's so freaking intense and cool, and the people that get it are going to get it.
Yeah, and it's also relevant. The new Black Adam, I think?
With The Rock has a Hawkman in it?
I'm pretty sure Hawkman's going to be in
DC
it.
DC has a Hawkman character, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
a Hawk girl.
That might be relevant.
It might even be that one. Do y'all remember the, I think it was a Queen song that was, so you've never seen Flash Gordon, I'm going to assume.
No.
But do you remember the Queen song? It was like, Flash, save everyone of us. That movie was so bad, but I loved it as a kid.
Damn, I've only seen it once.
I'm going to have to watch it again, but there we go. Okay, let's admit, I'm not going to be able to put this together by
in
my first con.
Weeks?
But eventually.
This is
put it on your list.
Yeah, this is a long planned comment.
Oh, this
whatever the words are, I don't know.
Yeah.
This has been on my list for a very long time, but eventually. This will be it. And I'll just be known as Hawkman. Plus, also, I shaved my beard recently.
Yeah.
So,
2 weeks, you aren't going to have as thick a beard.
Yeah, you're not
going to
have the Hawkman beard that you need.
Eventually, though.
The face. Wait, the mustache. The Boston. CJ Morgan.
So I guess polite catcalling is now a thing.
Thank God. It's taken years.
There's obviously been a problem with catcalling, especially in bigger cities, for a long, long time. But now someone in New York City is going around with a megaphone and he's politely catcalling women.
Yeah, like in a way where it doesn't feel offensive and it actually feels kind of nice and funny.
And it's not like intrusive, it's just...
I mean,
like,
the only intrusive part is he's like filming them.
And on a bullhorn. Let's listen to some examples. Let's see how we feel about it.
Damn, girl. You look like you know how to change the TV input to HDMI.
kind out here. Damn, mama. You look like you've never hit snooze. Damn, girl. You look like you don't even need to set an alarm to take your birth control.
Okay, so those are it's a bit of a comedy bit routine, yeah. And it is polite, so it's making people laugh, and I do like that he flips the script. He catches them off guard right away. Damn, mama, damn, girl, damn, puppy, where you usually kind of hear that and you're waiting for something really creepy.
Aww.
And then he says something nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's funny.
Or
it's
something very standard, too, which is funny.
It's a good man on the street bit, but it still feels a little intrusive.
Yeah. Do you think you could do it better? You think you could give politer cat call? Wait, first of all, have you either one of you, have you cat called before?
Probably. I don't know. I don't want to.
Wrong answer.
I mean, I don't want to say no, but I also probably have before.
I never have. Should I do it? Should I take back everything for the women and just go for it? Or
just go catcalling?
Yeah, go catcalling. You know,
some dude might be like, oh man, that feels really nice. If you complimented.
That's the thing.
I think dudes would like it because we would
be like, oh, shucks.
Okay, let's do some polite cat calls.
Yeah, could you do them better?
Damn, girl, those nails look fresh. You got to let me know who did them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Interesting.
Damn, girl, you just got a haircut. That looks incredible. I'm trying to think of things women like.
Because how would you know that she got a haircut if you just saw her on the street? Were you following her? Have you been seeing her every single day?
That's so disingenuous that one was.
Well, I'm trying to think of compliments that
of course
women like.
Yeah. I mean, you could say...
You know what? That is creepy because noticing a haircut is more of a partner or friend or coworker thing. Yeah. All right. Well, what else?
I mean, you could say like, dang, girl, you look like you drink... How many ounces of water are you supposed to drink a day? What, like 24?
What are you saying? I'm bloated?
No.
That's what's going to come back from that.
You drink the correct amount of water a day.
Girl, you look hydrated.
You look very hydrated. Your skin looks perfect.
You look like I could bounce a quarter off that ass.
No.
Wrong, CJ.
Okay.
Girl, look at that glow. No.
Glow? Damn, girl, where'd you get those shoes? Those are styling. Shoe compliment?
Yeah, okay. That's a compliment.
Damn, girl, take those shoes off. Let me lick those feet.
Nope. We're halfway there.
CJ, we're going to... working on it.
No feet trying. Licking or sniffing?
No,
that's not necessarily it. Well, it depends on who you talk to, but I feel like 75% of the time it's going to be a
it's
no.
It's not going to work. Okay.
Yeah. 75 is a low number, though, so you might have some availability for some
damn,
feet licking.
Damn, girl, you are glowing. Let me bag up some of that sweat. Can I have your hair? Will you cut a piece of your hair for me, girl? Please, ma'am.
Here, I have my own scissors. Here.
Ma'am!
Come back.
Hey.
I'll catch you!
I know where you live.
Okay, see? I got it, right?
Please don't go practice that outside.
I won't.
Okay, thank you.
A plane crashed into Lady Bird Lake just recently. I mean, this is kind of sort of breaking news. They just reported on it. Obviously, it was popping first on Reddit. But luckily, the pilot's okay.
Cool.
According to KXAN, it's a small plane crashed into Lady Bird Lake due to mechanical failures.
Oh, yikes.
The pilot currently in the hospital being evaluated. Bystander heard the crash, and then people saw it, gathered around. And then some paddleboarders straight up rescued him.
Yay.
That's kind of nice just
some
to see a bunch of like Austin people out there and paddleboarders.
They're like, no, stay back on the shore. We already got this. They're already out there paddling towards it.
Doing yoga on that. paddleboarders finally doing something good
on
for the world. It said the pilot was obviously in distress. The plane was smoking. Right. Took about 5 minutes to get him out. And everyone was expecting to see something worse. Luckily, nothing worse
happened.
Thank
God. He was probably shook up a bit and didn't realize he was alive just yet. But
a spokesperson for the Austin Bergstrom said that air traffic control got a notification about an inbound emergency landing, but the reporting pilot did not make the runway, didn't say exactly when he was going down, but I guess found the river and did a little water landing there.
Man, that's good. That's got to be kind of scary, I bet.
Yeah, he's, well, damn, I just read further down the story, and he does have potential serious injuries. So, yeah, wish the best. Yeah. What a crazy, weird thing to happen in the middle of Austin just to have a small plane go down. And and not to, I'm not trying to personalize this, but last night I watched the episode of, do you remember Breaking Bad, where the two planes hit midair, and there's like the pink teddy bear that falls in his pool?
Oh, yeah. That's sort of the imagery they use throughout that season about how... one action can sort of affect this whole thing, I guess, was sort of what they're
Walt's
saying.
Thing about letting the heroin junkie die then turn to this, and it's a whole metaphor.
It's just
God being angry at Walt and whatnot. So, if there's a meth dealer out there that caused this, maybe stop, man. But again, shout out to the paddle boarders and to people from Austin who straight up stepped into action to save someone's life. That's pretty awesome. And I mean, even if you look at some of the photos that are on KXAN, you can see how close the plane, while still in air, was to people who were on Lady Bird Lake.
Jeez.
And just the people going up and trying to help. Spooky, very weird. But again, happy to report with this breaking news segment.
We interrupt this program to bring you breaking news coverage.
So far, everything's okay. Only pilots should hopefully recover. There we go. Weird things that happened today.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, did you know?
We're getting ready to find out, I guess, right?
You sure are. Five facts for your ears and minds. Did you know? It's technically a felony in Michigan to seduce and have sex with an unmarried woman. It can get you up to 5 years in prison.
Now, oh, wow, I'd have gone to prison for life. I'm saying, but
bunch of criminals.
I'm sure this sticks to some weird law that makes sense in some dumb way that they just haven't taken off the books yet. But what is the difference between just being like, oh, I like you, and have sex, but like seduce? I imagine the guy's got like a leather jacket on, and
Did you read that properly? Because you said, did you say seduce an unmarried woman?
Seduce an unmarried woman.
I mean, that sounds like dating to me.
Yeah.
Yes, but I wonder if seduce has more of a like slickster connotation to it.
My guess is that probably went on the books at a time when families still did that thing where, you know, there were gentlemen callers that would come over and sit on the porch.
You would have to court.
And you had to court, and then there were guys going around the courting system.
Just F-boys.
Yeah, exactly, the original F-boys. And so they probably said, we have to put a law on the books that says you're a criminal if you're a smooth operator. That's what we ended up with.
But, you know, those Michigan girls, there's some big old girls up there. A lot of milk drinking, a lot of cheese eating, it gets cold.
Wow, dude. Yeah. Wow.
I didn't say I didn't like it.
You didn't? Yeah. Okay, cool.
You hinted at it.
Didn't have to go there.
Only two athletes have ever had their numbers retired across an entire league. That means not just per team, but every single team can no longer have these numbers. In baseball, the MLB, that's Jackie Robinson. And then, of course, in hockey, it's number 99 for Wayne Gretzky.
Do you want to give us the number for Jackie Robinson?
42.
There you go.
Thank you.
Is that the end of that one?
Sure.
Okay.
Now you know it.
All right.
That's all you got to know.
I mean, no extra little ditty on that one? Yeah, or
no little...
What's the history?
Well, Jackie Robinson was instrumental to African Americans in baseball.
He was instrumental to all of us.
He was the very first...
not just African Americans. He was instrumental to all of us.
Absolutely. But he broke the color barrier the MLB. So that's, you know, that's huge. That's great.
Did you
Wayne
know?
Gretzky broke the color barrier in hockey.
Yeah. Did you know? Of the 50 biggest countries in the world, only two have a legislature made up of just two political parties. One of them's Nigeria, which Matt lived in.
I did live there for a while.
Can you guess the other one that pretty much only has a legislature made up of two political parties? Of all the top 50 largest countries in the world.
Here's the crazy thing. I'm not quite sure yet, because I've been to Nigeria, and I will tell you that having two political parties does not really work. In fact, that country's kind of been in turmoil. I first visited there 30 years ago.
Yeah, but Nigeria has oil, though, right?
It does have oil riches. But, and it is considered to be a bit of a democracy, but it's got a very powerful military. Most of their money goes to military spending. And so they kind of used to have like a you know, like a middle class, but the middle class has been decimated. I certainly would hope that wouldn't happen in whatever the second country is.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah.
I guess we'll never know what that second country is.
I don't think we will. You'll have to Google it yourself. Did you know? Even though the original Full House was set in San Francisco, only 192 episodes were actually filmed there. Most of the show was, of course, I mean, yeah, shot at a soundstage in Los Angeles.
What? My God, what kind of witchcraft is that?
It's BS, wow. Dude. They're lying to us. It's the media pulling the wool over our eyes.
Here's the crazy thing. Did you know the moon landing was actually filmed in San Francisco?
Whoa.
Oh, okay. That makes a little more sense.
Yeah, that's Danny Tanner up there on the moon.
Do your own research. Today's people behaving badly are the latest wave of conspiracy theorists that are talking about serious issue that happened.
Plus, you're mad at me.
No, I'm not mad at you, but I'm getting a lot of do your own research. I did mine. Something very unfortunate happened that is going to affect us. It's going to affect the food supply chain, which is already kind of strained. Thousands of cattle suddenly died in Kansas. About 10,000, they're saying, which is absolutely a devastating amount. And what they're doing is essentially the conspiracy theorists are saying that this is due to the United States or some entity. I asked a few people. I was like, well, who did this? They weren't able to answer.
Of course not.
Who did it?
Right. They haven't they haven't finished their research.
Is it Joe Biden? Is it the New World Order, the Illuminati, the lizard people? But every thread I've seen so far is basically trying to tie together what happened with the baby formula shortage to what happened to these cattle. And they're saying that whomever are starting to initiate a global food shortage to quote unquote thin the herd of human beings.
Oh God, if that were the case, please do it faster. Jesus.
There are already too many people.
In fact, just drop a nuke all over the place. I don't care.
Hey,
I'm done.
Hey, Spencer.
Sorry.
We
I'm
love
frustrated.
People. Okay, and we need them, and we want them to be around, and we especially want people to eat. But it's frustrating that there are so many people that are peddling conspiracy theories, fear-mongering, and without really showing any kind of proof or any sort of thing with this. And I'm going to be honest, if you're going to be mad at your government, which you should be, and you can be, sometimes it's Occam's razor. The simplest explanation is correct. And what the news outlets are saying is basically heat is to blame for these cattle dying.
And a lot of people say, know, though, so far. They haven't investigated it yet.
The story is so brand new. But this isn't, these aren't a bunch of free-ranging cattle on the plains in Kansas. These are cattle packed in at a feedlot where often conditions are not good.
Right.
And heat and drought and humidity could possibly have contributed to this. I mean, the number 10,000 is obscene. It is absolutely a lot and something to be afraid of. But if you want to be mad at your government, don't be mad at them for orchestrating some sort of nation or global-wide starvation plan. Be mad at them for deregulation, because large-scale ranching, agribusiness, have gotten a little bit out of control. And even when it comes to the beef industry, there are plants that essentially have to have multiple USD inspectors on site all the time. Something goes wrong, something goes bad, they can shut it down immediately. They can shut it down for a long time, but they're trying to deregulate. They're trying to get rid of these USD inspectors because it's bad for business.
Right.
And the entire thing with the shortage that happened because of baby formula, there was a group that essentially had a monopoly, and a lot of it came from one factory that had a vat or had a machine or something, essentially.
Well, yeah, they didn't update this stuff to code.
It wasn't updated. It was contaminated, so it shut down.
Yeah.
Blame
and they
your
decided,
government.
They decided to spend money on, I think, buying back like stocks or something to look good for their shareholders.
It's fixing it. Blame large business. Blame your government. Blame capitalism. Don't
blame people who want to shirk the rules all the time just to make a few extra pennies, like me and CJ.
Don't sit there and and throw out conspiracy theories when there is a conspiracy. The conspiracy are for people to make money and do things as cheap as possible, not the New World Order lizard people trying to kill off the population, because there's probably a lot better ways to do that. World War III, maybe. It just makes me think of even back in the day, and I don't know why I'm still friends with a lot of these people on social media.
Because you can't help it.
Back in the day, chemtrails were a big thing.
Right.
And they're spraying us, they're neutralizing, sterilizing the population. Chemtrails do this, this, and that. But
what's the turn of the frogs gay, bro?
The reality of not chemtrails, but airplanes is that burning jet fuel is bad for humans and the environment. It already is killing us. It already is bad. You don't need to...
Yeah, claim you don't need to tack something else onto it.
Claim that contrails are this new, big, different thing. But anyhow, today's people behaving badly, those who will wildly run with any conspiracy theory just because they can, rather than focus on some real dangerous causes.
What about the people who let 10,000 cows die? Are they bad, too?
Yeah, hopefully. Okay, I mean, I think there's going to be a probe, and it's going to come out pretty stinky.
101X, Alternative Austin. Now with CJ Morgan.
Showers, they're not just for crying in anymore.
Greetings, listener. It is now time for Weird or Wired.
I guess most people use the shower to get clean.
I would assume.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's super dumb, I think.
Yeah, be more creative. Come on.
Come on. I do all of my best thinking in the shower. I really do. And I'm not kidding. For the 20 years of my stand-up career, I think I wrote almost all of my jokes in the shower. Somehow, I get in there, you kind of zone out, the world disappears.
It feels comfortable, it feels safe, your brain can kind of go into other places.
I love the shower. I'd sleep in the shower if I could.
There's a that's a little dangerous, but
nah,
sure.
I'll be fine.
I think in college, I have literally slept in the shower before.
Oh, we all did that in college, yeah. And one of my favorite places to drink beer is in the shower.
Shower hey. Beers.
Yeah. But there is a company in... Denmark or Germany, it's called Kniep Therapy Experts, and they have been doing all kinds of shower research. It turns out, you know, they have these shower heads that are kind of like, they call them rain shower heads or whatever, they're overhead and then they just pour water
they're soft,
down.
Soft, yeah, it just drops, use gravity essentially.
But then the water runs all over your face and you feel kind of like you're drowning. I've never liked them. I mean, in concept, when I look at them, they look cool, but I've never really liked them in actual function. Well, I'm here to say that, no, we haven't come up with a cure for cancer. No, we haven't figured out how to stop wars. But this company has figured out how to make a rain shower head actually feel like real rain. So instead of just making lots of streams coming from up above you,
it's different size drops.
It shoots out different frequencies. Exactly, dude. Yeah. You figured it out. You know exactly what we are.
Wow.
I'm looking at online. I'm looking at the showers that they put it in. We're never going to afford this thing. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm looking at these houses, and I'm like, oh, okay, this isn't for us. This is not for radio people. This is not for most of our listeners. This is for the millionaires out there in the world that are able to go, you know what I want to spend money on? A shower head that makes real rain.
Hey, it's fine. We just have to keep doing it analog style, just getting nude and walking out front when it's
exactly.
When the thunderstorm rolls
exactly.
in.
This thing, it's voice controlled. Via like Alexa, or you can actually put a Philips Hue in it and you can control the lighting, and it has 8 different rain modes. So it has
Whoa.
Like a light spring sprinkle,
wow.
or you can get a deluge.
Customizable rain?
Dude.
Damn.
I know that I am an idiot for falling for this article or whatever, but when I'm reading about it, I'm Whoa. Like, oh my God. This is all I want. And they're the kind of bathrooms where the shower doesn't, they don't have a shower curtain or a shower door. It's the kind of thing where the entire room
cleans itself and it's one big shower. I've stayed in places like that in Vegas, but now I just keep thinking of Forrest Gump going sideways rain that sometimes seem to come up from under you.
Dude,
just all the rain.
It's and all these showers. It's just like a room the size of my house with one wooden stool in the corner. It's all stark with a little stream of light coming in through a skylight.
Oh, wow.
And then this beautiful rain shower. I'm going to call it Wired for sure.
Sure.
Even though, technically speaking, I like to bring in technology that's saving the world. This isn't. all it's doing is getting a couple of rich people clean. But my God, I lust after it.
There is a number one surefire absolute best way to prevent someone from breaking into your house, according to old burglars. It's Clickbait Corner, where we go to the crappy websites, this one being the mirror.uk, and we decipher the information so you don't have to. That's an enticing headline, right?
Yeah.
The best way to prevent break-ins, according to former burglars.
Whoa.
Now, there's a lot of things here in the United States that I think people would assume is the easiest way. Number one, having guns.
Mm-hmm.
Letting people know you have guns. Putting up signs and stickers and flags and letting people know you are armed to the teeth. So if someone comes into your house, they might get shot. Here's the thing, though. One of the number one targets of break-ins and thefts by criminals, guns.
Yeah, so, they want the guns.
They want the guns. So if you are very adamant about letting everyone know you're armed, you actually put a target on your back. And if anything, a dangerous target, because I wouldn't want anyone to ever have to get involved in a shootout inside their house. But yeah, guns are a top-tier item for theft. So letting everyone know you're going to shoot them and that this house is protected by Smith & Wesson doesn't work so well. Another thing that you think would work but doesn't quite as well is a good old-fashioned security system or those security signs. A lot of times for break-ins, they are in and out so fast, none of that even matters.
Yeah.
Same with cameras.
Yeah.
Same with the Ring doorbells, the Nest, whatever like that. You can get some grainy video of someone breaking in your house, but
then it's like, what do you do with that?
Right.
What do you do with it? It's not going to help. It's not going to do anything. And, you know, maybe it might prevent some people.
No, but come on. Everybody be honest. You only got the Ring doorbell so you could see your teenage daughter was sneaking out at night. We all know that's the only reason why you got it, or so you could see funny people on the street, or so you could see somebody deliver your mail and go, oh, looks like my Amazon package is here. That's literally what my dad does all the time.
I got a Ring doorbell so you could see my follies out front, back, wherever.
You're a unique one.
I will say my torch video, my falling over, the crazy antics of my neighbors have made my Ring doorbell worth it. And, and you know, or hearing my dog sitter tell her mom that I'm Ren Faire people.
Yeah.
So sure, my Ring doorbell's definitely paid for it. But no, the best way, according to burglars, to prevent when they're just scouting, when they're just looking at your house, whether you have a dog or not, is a beware of dog sign. This group of, I guess, burglars said that usually if a house has a beware of dog sign, whether you have a dog or not, they don't necessarily know that. They don't want to F with it. Yeah. They don't want to mess with it.
Yeah, burglars aren't here to kill anyone or hurt anyone. They don't want to get involved with their life,
hopefully. Yeah. You never know with meth heads. If you're drugged up and desperate, you can do some wild things.
Well, that's probably not a premeditated, you know, burglary.
Sure.
That's just like, random in the middle. Yeah.
But for the most part, just having a beware of dog sign kind of shows that, like, I'm going to have something loud and triggering, I could get physically attacked or bitten, so they don't even want to mess with it. So
that's the crime. Also, to put the dog down, that would just be sad. But
burglars don't want to kill dogs.
Yeah, why y'all?
They just want your jewelry.
Stop bringing up dog killing on the damn show.
Sorry.
Well, I'm trying to add. I'm like, hey, well, yeah, obviously they don't want to do any of this for that reason. They don't want to hurt the dog. They don't want to.
I feel like if I got a beware of dog sign at my house, if everyone's already seen Pickle and Pee around the neighborhood, it's not going to do anything.
Nope.
But our old house, we had a dog named Colt, and Colt was big.
Yep.
He barked loud as hell. So anytime there was a knock at the door or someone in the front yard, the bark would scare him off alone. But if you touched him, he would pee himself. He got very scared.
So
I had dogs like that growing up, too.
So tough, so loud, but not. But anyhow, you don't even need to have a dog. Just go on Amazon, go to your Lowe's, buy a beware of dog sign, and put that up and around, because apparently it deters criminals even more than cameras, the security system signs, and any and everything else. And we know it's true because I clicked on it. It's clickbait. Yeah. TheMirror.uk says so. FIFA officially announced the North American cities that are going to host matches for the 2026 World Cup. Spinny, I don't know if you know this, but my favorite sporting event of all time in the history of the mankind and world happens to be the World Cup.
How do we feel about FIFA?
Love it.
How do we feel about FIFA?
Well, Sepp Blatter.
We don't have to get into that.
The former governing body is basically prosecuting him, and he's too sick to even do anything. It can be a corrupt, weird organization. I have a lot of opinions, but I just...
Okay.
I love the damn World Cup, and it's coming to the United States in 2026. We have the 16 North American venues. Would you like to know them?
Yeah, sure. I'm not sure we'll make it that far, you know, 4 years from now. But
living or otherwise.
Yeah.
We got New York, New Jersey, MetLife Stadium.
Cool.
Sure. Los Angeles, the brand new, gorgeous SoFi Stadium. Why not? You're not going to have a World Cup without going to Jerry World. So Dallas's AT&T Stadium.
Okay.
San Francisco's Levi's Stadium. Miami, Hard Rock Stadium. Again, all these venues and cities make sense. You have Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Seattle's Lumen Field. Seattle, an absolute big soccer place, so that makes very, very much sense. Philadelphia, Lincoln Field. Kansas City, Missouri, Arrowhead Stadium, home of the Chiefs. Okay, it makes sense. And Boston's Gillette Stadium. So those are the few that are in the U.S. And last but not least, where the World Cup will be going.
Tell me.
You ever seen that beautiful Q2 Stadium here in Austin? The wonderful, gorgeous home of Austin FC, world class?
Never.
Well, neither will
anyone. I've been there.
Neither will anyone who wants to go to a World Cup match, because it'll not be there. Instead, they went with Houston's NRG Stadium.
Okay, well.
I get it. Houston's a bigger city, can hold more people, but
they have more than one train.
That's just such a bummer. It would have been really. I didn't think Austin was going to happen. There was a long shot, but damn, that would have been cool. Even just to be here for the throngs of people.
Even if you didn't get to go, just some of the people watching and just hearing about it. And just, man, it feels good to have an event in your city.
Especially
that you're
kind of
happy.
Something that only happens every 4 years across the globe, and it's tons of international people.
Hey, man, we'll get them next time, 2030.
Sure. Brazil had it back in, 2014, and a bunch of friends of mine, not friends, but acquaintances, they went, and it was insane, because they would go to, two matches, wake up, get on a train, travel for 8 hours, go to a couple of other matches. It was a whole amazing thing. So maybe with it being in Dallas, with it being in Houston, I'll get some little taste.
Yeah.
Like, go see Ghana play Belgium or something random, teams I
don't
no,
care much
not
about,
enough but, about or yeah. don't care, even though this is Belgium's golden generation's last chance to potentially win a World Cup. The other cities in countries around us, of course, Mexico and Canada, will be in Guadalajara, Monterrey, Mexico City, Toronto, and Vancouver. So that's insane just how huge the scope of the World Cup's going to be, especially for teams traveling and stuff like that. I don't know where the finals or anything beyond the round of 16 is going to be, but we do have those teams. And you know what? I'm gonna put it out here now. FIFA, if you're listening, give me a ticket.
He'll talk about you on the radio.
Yeah, I'll get people to go.
Yeah.
There we go.
It's the CJ Morgan Show on KROX FM, Cuda, Austin. 101X.